The spring is springing all around us.
It certainly is.
Our students from northern Minnesota and our schools are helping us keep track of all that. What do we have? We have one more school to hear from today?
Yeah, we've got one final school to hear from this morning, and this is the fourth grade class from Kellyer, Minnesota.
This is Riley,
Cadence,
Kalo, and Kenna from Miss Thomason's fourth grade class at Kellyer Elementary School.
Allison's cat named Flower died. She thinks it may have been a wolf.
Miss Thomason noticed that Lucy, her turkey, is fanning her feathers and talking a lot now. That means it is warming up.
We have heard ruffed grouse drumming. We have also seen the red stigma on hazel brush.
Riley and Allison both saw a flicker at their farms.
Angela heard a Phoebe Saturday morning.
The cows are starting to have their calves.
Riley saw a worm in a puddle. This is the first worm of the year.
Kalo saw two squirrels scurrying around in her yard again.
Braylon saw Robin and Kellyer maybe looking for worms. This is our first robin of the year.
Madeline has observed that the pine trees seem to be getting darker color. She thinks it is because it is getting warmer.
Hayden saw four deer on the way back from Bemidji. They were eating grass on the side of the road. Kenna saw 14 deer eating old green grass in a field.
Keith saw a swan with six other swans on his way home. He thinks the swans were looking for food.
Adriana is starting to see green grass. She thinks it's the green grass that was frozen at the beginning of the winter.
August says that the field next to her house hardly has any snow now, so she can see grass.
Angela can walk on the frozen mud in the morning and not get dirty. The temperature has to be cold at night for this to happen.
Crystalie saw a black bird looking for food or a friend by her house.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, kids. That from Kellyer. Kellyer. That's our final report for this morning. I hope you enjoy the children's reports as much as we enjoy putting them on the air and enjoy hearing their voices ourselves.
All right. We've heard from as far south as Northfield this morning, over on the North Shore from the Two Harbors, as well as the kids from Kellyer, Bemidji, and Mr. Sipper's class.
Down in Baxter.
Yep. Okay. So all over the place. Thanks for those reports. And don't forget, you can be a part of that. I always, at least two or three times a week, check out the KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page on Facebook. A lot of good photos posted there.
You bet.
And also contribute your questions and your observations.
Absolutely. There's a great resource.